Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is calling in sick. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Hello, Daniel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Daniel. Julie here.
Oh, hi, Julie. How are you?
Actually, I'm feeling quite ill today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with the flu. I have a headache, a sore throat, a runny nose, and I'm feeling slightly feverish.
I see. So you're calling in sick.
Yes. I was hoping to take the day off, to recover.
Okay, then. Try and get some rest.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. Hello, Daniel speaking. How may I help you? 你好，我是丹尼尔，有什么需要帮忙吗？在打电话的时候，如果向对方说我是谁，那我们注意呢，这里千万不要说 I am， 要说 This is， 或者是某某某 speaking。比如，你说我是 Emily。那错误的说法是 I am Emily. 正确的说法应该是 This is Emily, 或者是 Emily speaking. How may I help you? 有什么需要帮忙吗？还可以说 Can I help you? What can I do for you? Hi, Daniel. Julia here. 你好，丹尼尔，我是 Julie. 那这里呢他的介绍就很简单了，直接说人名 Julia. Hi, Julia. How are you? 你好 ,Julie. 你好吗 ?How are you? 用来打招呼，也可以说 How are you doing?
Actually, I'm feeling quite ill today.
实际上，我今天感觉很不舒服。Quite ill 表示非常不舒服，或者病得很严重，还可以说 very sick.
I'm feeling very sick.
那 quite ill 和 very sick 有什么区别呢？其实意思都是一样的，但是在英式口语当中会经常用 quite ill， 在美式口语当中会经常用 very sick.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
听到这我很难过，你怎么了？当对方说他身体不舒服，或者是离婚了，或是遭遇一些其他不好的事情，你可以说 I'm sorry to hear that. 听到这我感到很难过。朱莉说
I think I'm coming down with the flu.
我觉得我得了流感。Flu表示流行性感冒，完整写法是 influenza。influenza 拼写是 I-N-F-L-U-E-N-Z-A。influenza。Come down with 表示染上什么什么疾病。比如说
，Jane's daughter has come down with measles。
Jane 的女儿。得了麻疹。再比如说
He must have come down with a serious cold, for he's got a sore throat.
他一定是感冒了，因为他的嗓子是哑的。好，我们继续往下看。Julie 说
I have a headache.
我头痛。Headache, 名词表示头痛。那如果是我头痛得很厉害，应该怎么表达呢？
I have a bad headache.
或者是 I have a terrible headache. 我们在 headache 前面加上 bad 或者是 terrible 来表示头痛得很厉害。
A sore throat.
喉咙痛。Sore.表示因为发炎而疼痛的、酸痛的。
Throat
表示我们的喉咙、嗓子。 runny nose, 流鼻涕。Runny, 形容词表示流鼻涕的。Runny nose 就是流鼻涕。And I'm feeling slightly feverish. 并且我感到有一点轻微发烧。Slightly, 轻微的。Feverish, 形容词发烧的、发热的。我们应该比较熟悉这个单词的名词形式叫 fever, 拼写是 F-E-V-E-R, fever, 名词表示发烧。比如我说我发烧了。I have a fever. I have a fever. 当然呢除了用 I have a fever, 还可以说 I have a temperature. I have a temperature.都是表示我发烧了。那如果想表达我发高烧，我们应该怎么说呢？ I have a high fever, 或者是 I have a high temperature. 我们在 fever 或者 temperature 的前面加上一个形容词 high, 来表示我们发烧发得很高。这时 Daniel 大概猜到、Julia 打电话的目的，所以 Daniel 说 I see, so you're calling sick? 我知道了，你是打电话请假吗？ Call in sick 表示打电话请假。 Call in sick. Yes, I was hoping to take the day off to recover.是的，我想请一天假休息一下，恢复一下。I was hoping to 表示我想怎么怎么样。Take the day off 请一天假。那请一天假的目的是什么呢？后面接 to。To 表示目的。To recover 恢复。我希望请一天假恢复身体。Okay then.Try and get some rest. 好的，你好好休息吧。
Hello, Daniel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Daniel. Julie here.
Oh, hi, Julie. How are you?
Actually, I'm feeling quite ill today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with the flu. I have a headache, a sore throat...A runny nose, and I'm feeling slightly feverish.
I see, so you're calling in sick.
Yes, I was hoping to take the day off, to recover.
Okay then, try and get some rest.